This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damia Bandabla. In a crackdown against illicit drug trafficking, officers of the Custom Preventive Northeastern Region have successfully intercepted three smuggling attempts and seized substantial quantities of methamphetamine and heroin worth 30.17 crore rupees, and one person has been arrested. The first operation carried out at Panibhora on the Mizoram Silchar Road led to the seizure of 79 soap cases containing 885.56 grams of suspected heroin and 15 boxes containing 15 kg of suspected methamphetamine tablets from an abandoned Mahindra Bolero. The total seizure valued at 22.15 crore rupees in another operation near Bachaibari, Kamalpur, Khoai Road in Tripura. The rider of a two-wheeler was found carrying four big packets containing 4 kgs of reddish-pink tablets in his backpack to be delivered in Agartala. The total seizure valued at 4.02 crore rupees. The third operation by the customs officer of Singarbil CPF Agartala led to the seizure of a consignment suspected to be amphetamine or yaba tablets weighing 4 kgs. These operations underscore the Customs Department's unwavering commitment to combating the menace of drug smuggling and protecting the nation from illegal narcotics. In a major breakthrough in the fight against drugs, Nagaland police seized narcotics worth 15 crore rupees in recent operations. Five individuals were also arrested in connection with these cases. In a statement, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton congratulated the Nagaland police on the remarkable achievement under the leadership of DGP Rupin Sharma. Patton, who is also in charge of Home, said these achievements reflect the commitment, vigilance and teamwork of the police force in tackling drug-related offences. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday laid the foundation for the additional secretariat complex at Dako Gray in Tura, West Garo Hills District. The 156 crore rupees project is an outcome of the long-felt aspirations of the people of Garo Hills. Terming the project as historic for the people of the state and particularly Garo Hills, Sangma said the additional secretariat complex is not just a building but a testament to the fulfillment of the aspirations of our people. The Chief Minister also informed the gathering on the progress of the new secretariat building in Shillong with an estimated amount of 1,800 crore rupees. In another program, the Chief Minister attended the education conclave at Tura, where he engaged with stakeholders and government officials on interventions to upscale the standard of education in the state. During the conclave, an MOU was signed with Mothers Union Tura for management of 20 government LP schools. In Sikkim, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra will be flagged off by Governor Om Prakash Mathur from Nathula Pass at 8.45 a.m. today. The yatris will go by bus mostly, but at some places they have to also walk. They will do Kailash Parikrama first at nearly 17,000 feet altitude and then Mansarovar Parikrama at 15,000 altitude before going for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. All the pilgrims have spent 5 days at three different places in Sikkim for acclimatization. The first batch consists of 36 pilgrims along with two officials of the Ministry of External Affairs. A total of 10 batches will visit Kailash Mansarovar from Nathula this year. Each batch will take 11 to 12 days to complete the pious journey. In a sample, people living near a gas well in Sivasankar district fear of possible disaster as gas leak continues from a well of the Oil and Natural Gas Corporation Limited, or ONGC. The ONGC yesterday said that it was waiting for experts from the US to control the gas leak. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has urged Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep S. Puri to direct the ONGC to set up efforts to contain the blowout. At least 330 villagers have been provided shelter in a nearby school as soon as the gas well blew out on the 12th of this month. In Manipur, 15 fresh COVID-19 cases have been detected and the active case has increased to 51 till date. The first case of COVID-19 positive was found on the 8th of this month and the number of positive cases has been increasing day by day. Out of these 16 cases, 8 were from Imphal East District, 7 from Imphal West District and 1 from Thengnaupal District. So far, 185 samples have been tested since the beginning of this month and the positive rate is 42.1% as on date. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.